Fleming with Muse in the News. You ready for this, TC?
Yeah, yeah. It's a big news day, so that makes it easy.
Good.
Have you guys seen
news? Well, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you're going to tell me something I don't know.
So much news. So, John Wiley Price, who's the county commissioner that we referenced hours ago when no one who's currently listening was listening then, who's been serving longer than I've been alive and is described in a Dallas Morning News story as the most important politician ever, I think. The man many consider the most powerful elected official in Dallas County in years.
Mm-hmm. He was on that Dallas top 10 most powerful list.
Really?
Yes.
Was he... So, his top assistant, Anna Late, but this seems like a shockingly solid story they have here. Not to say that they're not normally solid, but odd phrasing, but to apologize.
That's okay.
That they've got some documents pointing out that John Wiley Price has 8 vehicles, and 3 of them, I'm not sure how many vehicles he has in total, but 8 of them at some point, the ownership has been disputed. That it's not entirely clear whose vehicles they were. So to sort out the title, there is a state law that allows for a secret meeting of the county commissioners to be called and just sort it out that way. So John Wiley, I'm not sure if it's him or people he works closely with, but it's someone who he clearly has influence over, meets in secret and says, yeah, I guess this is John Wiley's vehicle. And 3 of them are tied to people who, around the time Price took over, were in county jail or had just been released from county jail. Damon Crow was charged with assault and forgery. The same year, Price took possession of Crow's 1993 BMW 850i. In 2009, Timothy Calverley was charged with drug possession, and records show Price took possession of his 99 GMC truck shortly thereafter. And the real kicker, this is a vehicle that was found at his assistant's house that was in her garage that they had all sorts of nice pictures of on the news. In 2007, Gary Stevens faced a charge of embezzling $1.4 million from Baylor University Medical Center. Records show that 4 days after Stevens was released on bond, Price took possession of Stevens' $130,000 Bentley. And federal agents were quite interested in that car on Monday.
Okay, so... people get in trouble. John Wiley, I'm trying to piece this together. John Wiley knows that he can use his influence as a county commissioner and somehow take possession of their vehicle with really no payment or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly.
That's Channel 8's angle on the thing?
Yeah, it doesn't say exactly how he took possession, just noticing that these are 3 people who went to the county jail, which is something John Wiley has, you know, a certain measure of control over. And shortly thereafter, he ended up with their vehicle in 3 separate cases. And there's been 8 cases of, you know, him being in possession of vehicles where it wasn't entirely clear whose vehicle it was.
So he's in trouble. He's in big trouble, right? Because the feds don't do something like this. They don't go on a raid like this unless they've been doing their homework for years, probably.
Yeah. There's actually a deposition of the former county judge that was in... deposition was held on May of 2009, where he talked about FBI investigators talking to him about John Wiley Price then.
Yeah, and I saw a guy interviewed on the news last night. It may have been the same guy who said they've most likely got wiretapping tapes. They're looking at tax evasion, money laundering, all sorts of fraud. Sounds like it might be a mountain of charges and evidence against John Wiley. And I had no idea that he was being assisted by somebody here at the ticket. Will you guys, and will every P1, please make it a priority to look at the front page picture of the Dallas Morning News today? The big above the fold picture. It's John Wiley Price, and it's him yesterday at his office.
Oh, my God.
And he is apparently being assisted by Norm. Look at that.
Man, that does look like Norm.
He's got the same profile, nose and all.
Yes, it looks exactly like Norm looks when he's on the phone, so... somehow John Wiley is being aided in this situation by Norm. It's the one guy he can turn to.
He's got a little more hair than Norm, but not much. Man.
Is it customer service Norm on the phone there in the picture?
It looks, you know what it looks like? It looks like Norm doing a show prep.
Yeah.
It's like Norm's doing some sort of road show and couldn't find a place, so he's doing some show prep there with John Wiley.
He's imposed upon John Wiley to use his office.
Putting $10 down on the number four horse.
I had to do a triple take. I was like, what is Norm doing there? In his? And then I thought, maybe it's an old picture. And
yeah, DallasNews.com has the same photo.
Okay, good. DallasNews.com. Check it out. Norm with John Wiley Price.
He was on the road yesterday.
That's right.
I'm not ruling him out.
All right, well, that's an interesting story, and I know that you and everyone in the newsroom will continue to follow it for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you familiar at all with this guy's background and just the general
Oh, yeah, we've been seeing John Wiley bits for a long time around here.
Just, yeah, that all sorts of... He was in jail. He served jail time since becoming county commissioner. That that stunned me,
that
George.
That does always happen for a county commissioner, wouldn't
That's think. Not what I want from my elected officials. I'd like to say that right now.
All right.
He's a big supporter, too, of our new mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the mayor was very no commenty on the whole John Wiley thing yesterday. Because it was a big day for the mayor yesterday, right?
Yeah, sworn in.
Right. Tickets own.
City Hall and stuff. Oh, you're jumping horses now?
Well, no, but we had him on the show last week, so that makes him tickets own.
Okay.
We claim everyone.
Yeah.
You see.
Nonpartisan show.
That's right.
So, George, have you heard the big news at your alma mater, R.L. Turner?
No, I guess not.
In the weird turn of events, just totally unheard of in this area, a teacher appears to have slept with a student.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Another one?
Yeah, this was a female teacher, age 33. Her name is Amy Renee Schilling, and I would. The student was a ninth grader.
Ninth grader? Wow. Freshman?
Like, when I was a senior, it seemed weird to go after a ninth grader. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah. You're
She's 15 33.
When you're a freshman. Yeah.
I was 14 when I went to high school,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you could be 14, too.
You're 2 years away. You don't even have a driver's learning permit. But, yeah, she, prior to this, gave him rides home on several occasions and even bought him an iPhone, which she slipped into his backpack and said was a gift for making good grades on tests.
Wow.
Like, just, the first thing I think of is just her going to the AT&T store and buying an iPhone. Like, that seems so uncomfortable. Like, how much thinking and plotting you would have to do to be like, you know, I'm trying to seduce this 14-year-old.
That's a good way to do it.
Mark!
And later that month, after she gave him the iPhone, they were sitting on a couch in the classroom watching a movie after school, and the boy leaned over and kissed his teacher, which led, according to the morning news, to sexual intercourse that day.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm checking out her mugshot, which is not always the most flattering.
See, I think that's kind of like a floor, right? Like, that's the worst she could look.
Right. And yeah, you're right. Not bad. Redhead, kind of got the Amy Adams thing happening.
Yeah.
Sure. That kid did all right.
On behalf of Andrew McGee, Vanilla Ice, and all R.L. Turner grads, I distance from the story.
Yeah, there's actually a couple R.L. Turner students quoted in this. I was especially impressed by the quote that this news organization was able to gather of one of the students saying, I was like, nah-uh. Not Miss Schilling. N-A-W-U-N-H.
Nuh-uh.
Appeared in the paper yesterday. So the Hyatt downtown, they're letting you bring dogs. I know you guys like dogs.
Yeah, but I'd never take one to a hotel.
It's the first luxury hotel in the area to allow it. And I was especially drawn to the determination for luxury. It appears to be that they've won the AAA Ford Diamond Award. And that seems like something Gordon would call the level of quality of this show, right? AAA Ford Diamond.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of a crazy term.
You're an official hotel. This these shouldn't have a fifth grade level nicknames. Rod Blagojevich was found guilty on 17
corruption
charges.
That's it with the dog story?
Yeah, I mean, it was
just a quick
more...
So you can bring the dog into the room? And do they have just a few rooms designated for pets?
Yeah, they've got rooms set aside, and the big thing is that there's a charge, and part of the charge goes to the SPCA. So
Let's support
dogs.
That's nice.
And let's support Texas.
I don't want dogs in a hotel, though. I mean, I've stayed in like a Holiday Inn before, like a roadway, you know, kind of on the highway deal, and there's a family on vacation with their schnauzer that started barking at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I wanted to strangle that dog. Dogs should not be in hotels.
Yeah, but they're not in your room, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
mean,
but you can hear them.
Yeah, I think they're making efforts to try and keep it to just, you know, like one wing. This is our dog wing, so you won't at least be next to it. Maybe you'll be on the next floor up and still be able to kind of hear it. But
It's a little better, but I'm against it.
How about if they supplied muzzles for the barking dogs early in the morning?
Or they're mute. You know, they just can't speak.
I had a dog that was mute. It was
good
crazy.
One, Fernando.
Was it? ATC had one.
All right, I'm sorry. The Blagojevich story?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't believe this is still going on, right? Like, didn't we all kind of decide that it was pretty clear he did this months, mm-hmm. years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but somehow he's been skating since and even appeared on Celebrity Apprentice.
That seemed crazy to me.
I know
that,
it.
That would be allowed to happen.
Me too.
That is not serving justice. Blagojevich, it was quoted as being stunned that he was found guilty. I don't think he reads the news as closely as we do. There were 17 charges. One of them he was found not guilty on, and the rest, they were deadlocked.
Hmm.
So I'm very confused about the process that goes on after that, right? Like, we just say we can't decide, so we'll move on?
Yeah,
we're
I guess
worried
so.
Worried about it?
But he still has to pay for the 17 other charges that he was found guilty on, right? So he's looking at serious jail time.
Yeah, yeah, you would hope so. The U.S. attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald, had the very interesting quote of...
Nah, not Miss Schilling.
Yeah. It's a loud and clear message that Governor Blagojevich committed very serious crimes, and the investigation interrupted a political corruption spree that would make Abraham Lincoln roll over in his grave.
Wow.
Do we need to take a stance like that? Like, can't we just say, like, we're really glad we got him? We don't need to embellish with made Abraham Lincoln roll over in his grave. Was he particularly noted as hating the governor of Illinois? I mean, that's a...
Well, he was Illinois' own also, so I guess...
He's Honest Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've...
From Springfield.
I've seen the license plates.
What were they doing, auctioning off Obama's Senate seat? That's what he was doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the corruption was, that he was on tape as telling people, you know, mm-hmm. if you pay me, we could talk about this Senate seat stuff.
Wow. I call that dirty politics, TC.
I'm going to agree with you, George. I'm siding with George.
Have you noticed TC's kind of picked up Dan McDowell's cadence?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, he's worked so much, I've even noticed a little Sterminator in him this morning from time to time.
Really?
And I noticed the disorganization of Gordon also.
Yeah, no.
You're a real hybrid there, TC.
Anytime I'm around anyone who talks at all in a unique way, yeah. I can't help but pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even whenever it wasn't someone who had any broadcasting skill, just like kids in high school. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Donovan?
Yeah, no, I haven't started talking like Donovan yet. That's my comment on that.
All right. Do you have any more stories for us, or what's going on now?
Birthdays.
What's happening?
I mean, we got stories.
What is that person doing down there?
Okay. There was a guy who was out to a nice date. In London, this comes us from the Garden. Garden. Now I'm really
that would be the Guardian.
Oh dear.
You know, I mean, like I'm used to talking. You know, like
a lot of us are.
Though I mean, like the previous segment I did, that was kind of flowed naturally. That was a conversation I would have with someone.
Here
I
you feel like a news anchor.
Present
and
the news. Yeah. I've had no training for this.
That's okay. You're doing a fine job.
I think it's really showing. Clive Merrifield and a companion, presumably a woman, presumably an attractive woman, I'm imagining this story in my head, were out to a nice dinner. It was at an Indian restaurant, and, God, falling apart all
it's
over.
Okay, keep going.
And there was a crying baby next to them. They're at the restaurant after 10 p.m., so they go to the concierge or whatever and say, "What's up with this baby?" And I guess the father of the baby was especially upset by this and responded by taking a bottle of wine that Mr. Merrifield had ordered and smashing it over his head, all because he said your baby is too loud. That is an example of irrational behavior. And I'm mainly telling this story because I want to pass around this photo. This is the man who smashed the bottle, somehow managed to have ripped up his Ed Hardy tee there. Just take a look at that.
Gosh.
I'll try and post that on Twitter, TC1310. We'll have that for you.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is fresh out of Wise County or something.
Right, why don't we get to birthdays, TC?
Yeah.
I would,
let's kill
I would
the clock
love
here.
To. Comedian Mel Brooks is 85.
There's some greatness there.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Bates is 63 from The Late Shift. That was a nice movie.
And Misery.
That I saw. Yeah.
Remember her in Misery? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
Scary woman.
Big Stephen King fan. Delightful movie. John Cusack is 45, and also the lead actor in my favorite movie of all time, High Fidelity.
Oh, that is a good movie. Yeah, I like that movie.
Fun fact for you. Bassist Mark Stormer of The Killers is 34.
Wow, there's some greatness there. You a Killers fan?
I would have to say that I'm not.
What,
I think
really?
This show... overrates them in a nearly criminal fashion. In my
are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
TC, what's wrong with you?
Uh-oh.
The Killers are great.
I got opinions, George.
Okay.
After that first album was really disappointing.
All right.
And in light of that, the first album is more disappointing because of it. You know, you ever feel that way about artists or people that make things?
I guess, but...
If they don't follow it up with greatness, then it diminishes the original...
Yeah, it makes you doubt... Yeah. Yeah,
there's something
what was so
to
good
that
about this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they've grown as a band with their last two, but that's just me. Brandon Flowers is great too.
Jim Sparnacle is 54. Am I saying that right?
Spinarkle, former Maverick great.
He
Sparnacle.
He's
right.
A lot older than me.
That's okay.
John Elway is 51.
Mm. Greatness.
And George Dunham is 60. You're up to date.
Yes. Happy
Not
birthday to Ja.
Thank you, TC. Thank you so
much.
Do
anything special for your birthday today?
Nothing too big.
What a big honor to be born the day after Bob.
That's right.
Or 2 days after, I guess.
Yeah,
he's
the 26th, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. And to share a birthday with John Elway. And Jim Sparnacle.
Yeah.
John Cusack.
Not bad.
All right, TC. Nicely done. Thank you. That's Muse in the News, 7:34 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, something in the world of sports.